USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approved funding legislation that averts a pre-Christmas government shutdown. The government is set to run out of money at week's end. The two bills were passed in the House today and are expected to pass in the Senate, and ultimately the White House has said the president will sign both bills. The Senate also passed the National Defense Authorization Act. That bill now heads to the president's desk, where he'll sign it as well. During a House Rules Committee hearing on Tuesday, Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says Democrats are rushing to get impeachment done before year's end.
Since January, when we were sworn in, it's about a clock and a calendar. Because if we went into the next year, it would be really too close, especially from the House's perspective, to the elections that they're trying to interfere with.
The House will consider two articles of impeachment against President Trump. A vote on impeaching President Trump could take place as early as Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Pay for it as responsible. For the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com.
Home building in the United States is on the rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Home building rose more than expected for November, with permits for home construction at a 12-year high. Lower mortgage rates continue to boost the housing market and support the broader economy. Housing starts rose by 3.2%, and approximately 1.3 million units were built last month. Building permits increased to a rate of nearly 1.5 million units in November, the highest level since May of 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Family, friends, and many fellow officers are saying goodbye to the Jersey City detective killed in last week's shooting rampage.
It's important to show support to the family, to the officers' department, and to send a message to the community that we stand together when these things happen.
That's Joe from Maryland, who made the trip for the funeral mass for Joseph Seals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More states are following New York's lead now. New Jersey lawmakers are sending a bill to the governor that would allow for illegal aliens to get driver's licenses. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox News why this is a bad idea.
There's a provision of this law that's very troubling. So it restricts DHS's access to that DMV data. So this is Homeland Security investigations and CBP officers who are investigating crimes, building cases, looking at suspects that are not going to have data to do their job. So again, they're investigating terrorism cases, human smuggling cases, child pornography cases, and the like. And now, as they do that, they're not going to have that DMV data to build their case, to make their community safer, to ensure the safety of the officers themselves. And so it's very troubling. It's very similar to what we see with sanctuary policies around the country that, again, are not protecting the communities.
White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, is promising voters will not forget if moderate Democrats vote to impeach President Trump.
Can we stop calling them moderate Democrats? I think they've proven that they're not. They are not representing the will of their people. If you're called a representative, if that's your day job, you ought to represent the will of your people.
Conway speaking there on Fox News, and she also noted the Dow Jones Industrial Average has improved 10,000 points since President Trump took office. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.